Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. As always, sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Link below, do check it out. And also, if you take a moment, maybe check out the link below to my Substack, the David Vance Substack. You might want to check that out for additional crazy content from me. So, options for you guys. And I wanted to finish today's podcast by talking about the trouble that Labour have with women. Well, I'm going to read you out the thoughts of some leading luminaries within the Labour Party, including Sir Keir Starmer, on, well, women. This is a quote from Sir Keir, quote, "The phrase, only women have a cervix, is something that shouldn't be said. It's not right." It's not right, is it, Sir Keir? It's factually correct. Let's listen to Emily Thornberry MP, again, a veteran Labour MP, larger than life Labour MP, you might say. She says, "It's factually inaccurate to say only women have cervixes." No, it's factually accurate to say only women have cervixes. How about, let's turn to Labour MP Lisa Nandy. Lisa Nandy was asked the question, "Should child rapist Christopher Wharton be housed in a woman's jail now that he identifies as a woman?" She says, "I think trans women are women and they should be accommodated in a prison of their choosing." It's her words. Got that? Let's listen to, or read what Alex Sobel, another Labour MP, said when he was asked the question, "Do you agree that there should be sex segregated facilities for women in hospitals, in schools, refuges and prisons?" Answer, no. So these are the thoughts of the people who are coming to power very, very shortly. Now, yes, you could. There's two ways you can interpret this. They're just playing the woke game. You know, they're trying to make sure they pander to their woke younger constituents. That is probably part of it, actually. But is it possible that any of them actually believe what they've said? Because if so, they shouldn't be in Parliament. They should be in, you know, a place for psychiatric help, because they require it. If they actually genuinely think that, for example, you should put male rapists into women's prison just because the male rapist says that he is now a she. Honestly, you need treatment if you think that's the right thing to do. If you believe, as Emily Thornberry does, that it's factually inaccurate to say only women have cervixes, well, actually, and what? So do men have cervixes? And then I think what they try to do is they try to say, well, you know, you can get these, vaginoplastomies or whatever, where essentially all kinds of butchery is conducted on the male organs and a sort of plasticky, female-y thing is inserted, which is horrendous. It should be outlawed, should be banned. I'm all for banning things like that, just like I'm all for banning puberty blockers. But that's the only basis on which her statement makes sense. But from a straightforward biological point of view, yes, only women have cervixes. And for Sir Keir Starmer, I mean, he's wriggled his way all over this one, hasn't he? He's a guy that was saying initially that, 98% of women don't have penises, but about 2% of them do. No, 0% do. 0% do. But this is, you know, pandering to electorates, which is one of the most worst things that politicians do. I reckon if you sat those politicians that I've just quoted you down in a quiet room somewhere where they knew it would never be recorded and it would never be held against them, and you actually asked them the question again, they would say, no, of course, only women have cervixes. No, of course, I wouldn't put a male rapist in a female prison. Of course, I believe in sex segregation in schools and, you know, facilities and all of that. That's what normal people think. Normal people think that. The only people who don't think that are the kind of trans activists who are so powerful, they can get you crushed. I mean, it's so amazing that this tiny little modicum in our society seem to be able to tyrannize the overwhelming majority of people. You know, they're maybe what? They're not even 1%, I would have thought. And yet they can apparently determine that we have to accept their insane ideology. You know, women are very clearly women and men are very clearly men. That's the way it is. Just because that offends some people, tough. It's really just tough. We shouldn't indulge them. But Labour will do that. And this is going to be ultimately leading to the downfall of the next Labour government we're going to have, because they will keep indulging fringe groups. Fringe groups who are powerful. So people like Stonewall, for example. They will indulge them. And the whole gender dystopian things that we suffer from are going to become even greater, I think. Because if you cannot find the strength to stand up and just state there are only two genders and men are men and women are women and never the twain shall cross, then you're weak. You're unsuitable to have any kind of power. You're just a cipher. And, that's why Labour's trouble with women is only beginning. Thanks for listening.